This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. A program note, with tomorrow being the Thanksgiving Day holiday here in the United States, we will be off the rest of the week, returning on Monday. So just be advised, we will not be here Thursday and Friday this week. Topic number 5 today, Barack. Ehud Barak, that is, not Barack Obama. Ehud Barak was asked by CNN's Christiane Amanpour in an interview this week about the claim that Hamas had maintained a major command center beneath the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza. Barak is portrayed by social media now as having denied that claim. That's not exactly what he said. What Barak said on CNN was that Hamas did have operations beneath the hospital, maybe not a major command center, but certainly operations there, and the tunnels certainly exist. He said Israel knows the tunnels exist because the IDF built the tunnels. Amanpour was shocked. When you watch the video, it's clear she was surprised, and she repeated the question to make sure she'd heard what she thought she heard, giving Barak an opportunity to walk back the statement. But he doubled down and said, no, decades ago we were running the place, Gaza that is. We helped them build the bunkers in order to enable more space for the operations of the hospital within the very limited size of the compound. So, yes, he meant what he said. The IDF, Israel, actually built the tunnels underneath the Al-Shifa hospital. Needless to say, Arab social media took notice of this and retweeted it, reshared it around saying, see, this proves that Israel's lying. Hamas didn't have bunkers. Again, that's not what Barak said. Even some Jewish media criticized Barak for saying what he said because it's been misrepresented. What he said was this: maybe it's not the major command and control center, but Hamas has other tunnel complexes under other hospitals as well, and we know they're there because we built them. And what the IDF should be saying, what the government of Israel should be saying, is we built them to help them operate these hospitals for the people of Gaza. Hamas has commandeered the hospital or the hospital tunnels because they care more about taking lives than saving lives. This war between Israel and Hamas is as much a war for hearts and minds, a propaganda war, a social media war, as much as it is a war on the ground. Well, topic number 4, Argentina, as we move on. The Western media is somewhat surprised by the election of a new president in Argentina, Javier Milei. The new president, he is being described as hard right, as ultra-liberal, and as libertarian, meaning the media doesn't quite know what to make of this guy. This guy was congratulated by former President Donald Trump. The media, the pundits have been at a loss to explain how he managed to win over what were assumed to be the official candidates, the approved candidates of the deep state. But we may now have our answer. Reading between the lines, a senior economic advisor to Milei, Diana Mondino, who's a leading candidate to become the new foreign secretary for Argentina, told a reporter on Monday that Argentina is now not planning to become a member of BRICS on January 1st. BRICS, that's the economic alliance between Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The invitation to join BRICS was approved at a meeting in August and extended to Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Now Argentina is saying, we have no desire to join BRICS, at least not right away. Milei beat Economy Minister Sergio Massa in Sunday's presidential runoff. He has previously expressed skepticism, opposition to joining BRICS. Now, Milei is an economist by training. He's also expressed reluctance to support more economic ties with China and neighboring Brazil, interestingly. He says he plans to work towards closer economic ties with the U.S. and Israel. At the same time, he's pledged not to interfere with the country's businesses that are already dealing with the BRICS countries. He has vowed to dollarize, more tightly integrate Argentina's economy with the United States. Oh, and then there's this. He's a member of the World Economic Forum. I think there we have it. The reason he's opposed to joining BRICS, this is just another front in the ongoing economic war between the West and the BRICS nations, those who do not want to be integrated into a Eurocentric New World Order. Topic number 3, BRICS Lite. That leads to this story, the Israel-Hamas war having consequences far beyond Israel's borders. According to U.S. Ambassador to India Eric Garcetti, former mayor of Los Angeles, this could pause progress on the India-U.S. trade initiative called the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC, a map on the screen behind me connecting India to Europe through Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel. This is widely seen. There was a memorandum of understanding, by the way, signed to begin work on this in September at the G20 summit in Mumbai. The project is widely seen as America's counter to China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is a global strategy launched by the Chinese Communist Party in 2013 to tie together 150 countries and international organizations. India, by the way, also part of Belt and Road, so it benefits either way. If IMEC never gets off the ground, it's still part of Belt and Road and part of BRICS. BRICS, by the way, especially if it adds the UAE and Saudi Arabia, will have the bulk of the world's population and energy resources, which is why the West is suddenly coming up with things like this to try to counter China's 10-year head start on the Belt and Road Initiative. That means the war in Israel, which is putting a stop to this, at least for now, may not be disconnected from the IMEC and the Belt and Road, the competition between IMEC and Belt and Road. Topic number two, AI apocalypse. Interesting story at the end of last week. If you follow tech news, you would have seen this. The board of directors of OpenAI, which is the organization that launched ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence that returns very interesting answers to questions, some questions anyway, fired its CEO and the man behind ChatGPT, Sam Altman, on Friday. This move took investors and the tech industry as a whole by surprise. It also took Altman and the president of OpenAI by surprise, the president, Greg Brockman, who later quit after Altman was fired. The board did not notify its investors in advance. The investors include Microsoft, who's put at least $10 billion into OpenAI, may own as much as 49% of the company. Again, Greg Brockman, who, like Altman, was on the board of directors, not notified of this decision by the majority on the board until it was a fait accompli. Oh, by the way, we're firing Sam. Greg Brockman quit, and now Altman and Brockman have both been hired by Microsoft to head up a new AI research unit inside Microsoft. Well, this whole story is kind of a whiff of junior high politics to it. You know, we don't like these guys. They're icky, so let's get rid of them. There's probably more to it than that, but the way it's been portrayed in the tech media, that's kind of how it reads. But this is a technology that's so disruptive and has so much potential for destruction that Elon Musk, who was on the board of OpenAI until 2018 when he left over safety concerns, said that they owe an explanation to the rest of the world. They should disclose the reason that Sam Altman was fired. Why did the board of OpenAI feel it was necessary to take such a drastic and sudden move, getting rid of him without disclosing the reasons or the imminent decision or even discussing it with an investor that's invested, put $10 billion into your company? Why did they do it? Reportedly, Altman was aggressively looking for funding to further the research into artificial intelligence, whereas others on the board were wanting to tap the brakes and slow down because of the potential danger from artificial intelligence. Time will tell exactly what is going on here. Coming up, speaking of AI, TikTok Jesus. That's next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking, the ancient riddle of the Hebrew year 5785 and the imminent destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, the globalist scheme for a one-world government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Mardis. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient Cosmo craters who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, the dangers of AI writ large. TikTok Jesus. There is an account on TikTok, which is a short video sharing platform that frankly gets on my nerves. I can't stand to be on it for more than a few minutes. The account is called The Daily Believer. They've uploaded 70 videos, 70. Significant number, 70 in the ancient Near East, which included Israel, means all of them. Okay, every one, not one left out, the complete set. 70 videos with a computer-generated AI-powered Jesus looking directly at the viewer, asking them to stop scrolling and pay attention to the next minute's worth of message. And nearly all of these messages promise a surprise or a blessing or good news soon if they share the video, if they like the video, if they comment, amen, share it with friends and family. This strategy is apparently working. The Daily Believer, as of this recording, has about 813,000 subscribers and over 9.2 million likes. That's a lot. I mean, it's not like Kylie Jenner popular, but it's a lot. The most popular video on this site is called Welcome Jesus into Your Home. It's got 22.2 million views as of this morning. If the viewer believes in God, according to the computer-generated Jesus, they must share the video with friends and family and comment, I believe. And if you do, TikTok Jesus says, you will receive a blessing within hours. But if you don't, well, TikTok Jesus quotes Matthew 3:10, which is John the Baptist saying, even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. It's not very thinly veiled threat. This is a virtual chain letter. If you're old like me and you remember when we actually got letters in the mail, you'd get these letters every now and then that said, send this letter to 10 friends and you will receive a financial blessing within 2 weeks. If you don't, well, we can tell you about one lady who didn't and she died. That's essentially what this is doing. This is not just psychological manipulation. This is spiritual manipulation. This is evil. And the reason the creator, the Daily Believer, is doing it is because they get paid for views. When you're a content creator on these sites and you get a lot of views, you get paid for the eyeballs. On TikTok, it's between 2 and 4 cents for every 1,000 views. This particular video, the Welcome Jesus into Your Home, 22.2 million views as of this recording. So if you average the payout, say 3 cents per 1,000 views, 22.2 million views, divide by 1,000, multiply by 0.03, that's $666. Seriously, I'm not making this up. Now, does this mean anything? No, but what it does mean is don't get the gospel from TikTok. If you'd really want a blessing, read your Bible. This week on Skywatch TV, we are talking about 2024. Not just the election that's coming up, but the prophecies of the Hebrew year 5785 from the Essenes more than 2,000 years ago. Something is coming, and we're getting close to it. We're not setting dates, but just watching and encouraging you to do the same. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis joins Tom Horn for the last series on SkyWatch TV featuring Dr. Tom Horn. The book is We Are Legion, for We Are Many. Remember, we're not wrestling against human opponents. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's what Paul meant. Who are the spirits behind the deep state? This series of programs is very important. You can watch them right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is there. You can catch it right now on our over-the-air broadcast, our broadcast schedule, networks, dates, times, skywatchtv.com/channels. If you have a set-top box, Apple TV or Roku, make sure you've got the SkyWatch TV channel for that, and you can watch it right there. You can also catch it right now at YouTube, the YouTube channel for the main program, SkyWatch TV Now, or, of course, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, or better yet, get our free mobile app. You can use that to cast the video from your smartphone or tablet to your smart TV using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. But better yet, it's because it's our app, we will not be canceled. Very important in this day and age. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to their app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Again, remember, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, so we will be on holiday until Monday. Please, have a blessed holiday, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.